psychic healing, prophets, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. We called him as Floyd and Ernie, told him that we had met him a year earlier and asked him if he remembered us because we had just won a $1 million lottery ticket and we wanted to thank him because he had said a prayer for us or something. And he jumped right on it. So we'll take care of some business here. Come back with our first phone call to Brother Steve on QMF. It's Floyd and Ernie working Brother Steve on QMF.
Hello.
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 Hello. Is this Brother Steve?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. You're there. Hello, Brother Steve.
Yes.
Do you remember us, the Kennard brothers?
Floyd. Who brothers?
Kennard.
Yes. Hello.
Floyd and Ernie. You met us last year in Tennessee.
We're in Tennessee.
We were there for our vacation, and we met you, Brother Steve, and
we were camping. Remember?
Just a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Brother Steve was camping here in Tennessee, and he met us.
Brother Steve was camping.
He's got a couple.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
Okay, now, are you Brother Steve?
Yes, I am.
Do you remember when you met us, Brother Steve, you talked to us for a few minutes and said you'd pray, say a prayer for us.
And we told you how our mom lost her job and we didn't have any money.
Yes, I remember you.
And you would pray that we would get money?
Yes.
Brother Steve, I don't know what you did, but boy, oh boy, did it ever come in big.
Guess what, Brother Steve?
Yes, how much did you get?
We won the New York State Lottery, Brother Steve, $2.5 million, my brother and I.
That's fantastic.
And we want to thank you.
Well, you told us you'd pray, and we just found out that we got a phone call that a ticket we bought about a month ago from my cousin came through, and we won all that money.
God bless you people, because I paid for you people for use to win money.
We owe it all to you, Brother Steve.
All right, now, I got to have your phone number to keep in touch with you, to the spirits.
Well, we're going to move right now, we don't...
Where are you going to move to?
We're going to move back to Idaho, I guess, where the rest of our family is.
Where would this be?
Well,
Pocatello.
Yeah, we're going to buy our hardware store there. And
when are you going to do this?
Well, after we get the money.
Yeah, as soon as we get
All right, now listen to what I want you to do. I don't want you to move now.
Move now?
No, don't move now, because I tell you why.
Why not?
Because it's not good for you to move yet until I tell you.
Oh.
You understand? Because I've been working very hard on you people.
Yes, sir.
And the spirits told me for you not to move because I know you won the lottery. You see, this was no surprise to me.
Oh, you knew.
Yes.
Oh.
How did you know?
See, I told you he would know.
Well, how would he know before we telephoned?
Because to the spirits.
The spirits.
And how come we can't move?
Because the spirits don't want you to move yet.
Oh, but we will be
good
able
for you.
Our landlord wants us to move.
Uh-huh. Well, this is what I want you to do.
What, Brother Steve?
I don't want you people to do anything until the spirits guide you.
Yes?
I want the spirits to guide you.
Brother Steve?
Yes?
How much of this money can we give to you?
It's not to give to me. It's whatever you want to give to the church.
Well,
I do all my work with the Holy Spirit that the good Lord, the good Jesus gave me. Whatever your heart.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because let me tell you something, brother. I'm not here to make money.
Yes,
we know that. We know
I work with God, with Jesus.
Yeah, I've heard, man.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Now, what church is this? Like Catholic church or what?
Yes, my brother. This church is not that the people go to. This is a church where I do all the work.
Oh, that's
Holy
your
Spirit,
church.
Every night.
One-man church.
From your apartment. Right. From your apartment.
And it's only the spirits there that the God gave me, that Jesus gave me. You understand, my brothers?
Yeah.
I guess. Well, we're going to call you back then when we find out something about our money.
All right.
I'll call you back on Monday.
What time Monday? So I'll be from the church. I'll wait for your call.
About this time of day.
At this time of day, Monday morning.
But this is the only time we get a break from our job.
All right, now.
Brother Steve?
Yes?
Since you did such a splendid job getting us money, I wonder if you could help my brother and I find, a couple of girls?
That's no problem, my brother.
C- Could you do that?
Oh, my God, yes. And I'm not in name of the Jesus. That's a minor thing for me.
Oh,
to find girls?
Yes, that's no problem. Now, this is what I want you to do. All right, now, I want you to call me back.
Monday.
Monday at this time, and don't fail, because I'll be here waiting for you.
Okay. Yes, sir. We will.
And God bless you.
God bless you.
And all your family.
Thank you, Brother Stan.
Well, they're in jail, so they...
Thank you.
God bless you.
Goodbye.
I didn't sneeze, Brother.
That was phone call number one to Brother Steve. Now, over a period of 2 days, Terry and I made about 10 calls to this guy with a whole fabricated story of our sister. Brother Steve just came in and beat us up and took our ticket. And Brother Steve said, well, beat her back up and take the ticket back. And it went on and on and on. So we'll play a couple tunes here, and then we'll come back with our last call to Brother Steve, where we admit that we made the whole thing up. Really just driving him nuts with this $2.5 million that we won. At one point, he was going to drive here from where he was and pick us up to claim our money, and then he was going to put it in the bank for us and just sort of look out for our better interest. Anyway, we went back and forth. The ticket was gone. Our sister took it. Brother Steve, what are we going to do? He was getting hysterical. Finally, we had to admit to him that the whole thing was bogus. We told him that we were inmates of a home for the criminally insane. And I'll play the last call here. You can see how his tone changed a little bit. It's QMF.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Floyd, Dad. Dad?
He's not in now. He done left.
Brother Steve?
Yeah, he left already.
I have to talk to him for just a minute. It's an emergency. I just killed my brother, Ernie.
Killed him?
Yes, I killed him. I hit him with a pool stick because he told Dad. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
I hit my brother with a pool stick. Okay. And I locked myself in the day room, and I'm going to shoot myself. I got a gun here. Let me talk to Dad right now.
Yes, sir. I've got to talk to Dad.
Please.
Father, I told you left.
Pardon me?
He done left.
I'm going to shoot myself. I got to...
Tell the doctor about it.
I got to tell Dad. Dad said he would take care of me and give me money, and he didn't lie to me, did he?
No, he didn't.
Well, tell Dad he's got to come here right now. They're banging on the door wanting to come in and get... Please, don't make me kill myself. Put Dad on the phone. Please?
Told you he left.
I need to talk to Dad right now. Please, sir, please.
How do I look in these, Phil?
You know fishnets drive me wild, Ben.
This is the city.
San Francisco, California.
There are over 3 million people in this metropolitan area.
And over 3 million of them are gay.
Our job is to protect them.
Even if they're not interested in a candlelight dinner.
I'm Sergeant Ben Dover, and I'm gay as a goose.
I'm his partner, Phil McCrevis. Figure it out.
Sunday, October 4th, 2:21 p.m. Phil and I were off duty, and we'd spent the morning discussing plans to redecorate the guest bedroom.
Ben was leaning towards the fuchsia polka dot wallpaper pattern. I had my eye on a chartreuse floral thing that was absolutely divine.
Phil's insistence on the chartreuse pattern made me want to scratch his eyes out. I knew the only way to save our marriage was to suggest that we play our favorite game.
What's that, Ben? A game of Twister?
Yeah. What do you say we play in the nude?
10-4. I'll open the curtains.
2:27 p.m. The Twister dial instructed me to put my face right next to Phil's thigh when a call came in.
Yeah? What's that? Upstairs? Oh, God. I'll break the news to Ben. Thanks.
What gives?
Bad news.
Oh, the cleaners couldn't get that stain out of my evening gown?
No, Ben, this is even worse.
How's that?
There's a woman moving in upstairs.
At 2:39 p.m., my partner and I did the only thing two cops could do. We took a bottle of wine upstairs and hit her in the head with it.
Oh, hello! You must be the cops from downstairs!
Nice shot, Phil.
That was close, Ben. It looked like she was going to kiss you.
2:41 p.m. Phil and I sprinkled cocaine, quaaludes, and marijuana seeds all over her apartment.
Better cover our tracks, Ben. Flush the contents of this purse down the toilet. Hold it.
What's the problem?
I'd like to keep that lip gloss for myself.
3:07 p.m. To make it look like a drug-related suicide, I threw the body over the balcony and into the swimming pool.
I just called the captain, Ben. He said, sit tight. The boys from the morgue are going to come right over.
How are you going to write this up on report, Phil?
It's easy, Ben. It's another open-and-shut case of drug-induced drowning suicide.
Better 86 that drowning part, Phil. The captain's never going to buy it.
Why's that?
They drained the swimming pool 3 weeks ago.
The anniversary extravaganza, it's been a lot of fun. Hope you guys have had some. We had some problems, though, with our first news lady, Jamie Douglas. We did a bit. The world's largest nun flew overhead in a hot air balloon blocking out the sun. Terry and I unfortunately looked up as a gust of wind lifted her habit. We were blinded. And apparently the organization Sightless Citizens United in Might didn't appreciate the bit, so they came in here and took Jamie hostage, and you'll hear what happened here. It's 9:54 at QMF.
Thank God.
QMF, good morning.
Mr. Papers?
Yeah, this is Papers.
We have it all. Now, the community's come forth. We have all the movie passes you wanted for the blind people to go see the new Raiders of the Lost Ark sequel.
Yeah.
We have the Rubik's Cubes. What else did you want? We got tennis rackets here.
Got the corduroy QMF shirts, your favorite color.
The poop sheets
are all done in Braille. We had a bunch of volunteers come down and take sewing needles and ballpoint pens and poke holes in the poop sheets so that blind people can read them, too.
Bumps everywhere.
Okay, well, I got one more demand.
Oh, come on.
Wait a minute.
We met the...
Well, now, you're going to have to listen to me. I want a Jose Feliciano weekend.
What do you mean? A Jose Feliciano weekend? What do you mean?
I want you to play Jose Feliciano Light My Fire all weekend. I'm going to let you talk to the girl, make sure she's all right.
Jose Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano, we got the record around here somewhere.
Yeah,
Jose.
We can't play
it. Well, it doesn't fit the format, but in this instance, all we got to do is clear it with Mr. Otting. He's the boss, you know. Jamie?
Yes, Jerry.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, so you guys came up with the stuff, and I'm going to be free?
We got all the stuff, and as soon as I find the Jose Feliciano record, the...
Well, I know we got a couple, because Meadow had some in the back where he does production.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm sure Mr. Otting will play it, because, I mean, he really likes new stuff, and the
radio. Well, wait a minute. You know the rules around here. Now, Mr. Otting runs the radio station, and...
He can break format.
We never break the format on the show name. We have to clear it when we play a weird record. We have to call them and ask.
Well, make sure. I mean, these guys are saying they're going to kill me.
They're not going to kill you. We got all the stuff they wanted here. So hang on a minute. Let us get Mr. Otting. I know he's in the building. I saw him walk in a moment.
Well, ask him. Listen, when I get home, are you going to go to Bob Evans? Let's go out for breakfast.
Okay, good idea. Yeah, okay. We'll go out and celebrate and have a big weekend. I'm so relieved you're coming back.
Oh, I missed you guys. I'm looking forward to coming back.
I know how rough it's been on you sitting there with all the blind people looking at the plaid shirts and striped pants.
Ooh.
Probably making you sick, huh?
I want to go through this again.
You better stay on the line there so we can clear this thing.
Okay,
we're hanging on.
Hang on. Mr. Otting!
Jeff, go down the hall and tell Mr. Otting.
The general manager of the radio station. I'm sorry.
He's knocking on his door, man.
Controls the actual playlist here.
Yeah,
the big
golf.
Old funky cue.
Yeah, he's getting ready to...
Whenever we play a strange record, and Jose Feliciano falls into that category of strange records, we have to clear with him first.
Waiting for Mr. Otting.
Mr. Otting, he'll come in here. You got the record? Jeff's got the record. He's waving it. The
Jose Feliciano's.
Bring that in here.
Hit.
Let me have that. We'll play it on the turntable in here.
Is that greatest hit?
Greatest hit, Light My Fire. It's
both
just,
sides? Holy.
Yeah, it's
geez.
The album version. 18 minutes on either side. Light My Fire. One's in Spanish.
Oh, Mr.
Otting.
Sir.
Jamie Douglas, I guess you know about the capture and all, sir. We have her on the phone here. Jamie, you there?
Yes.
Mr. Otting's in the room now, and I have to explain to him about the Jose Feliciano thing.
We've met all their demands, sir. Everything. We've got it all.
We have the Rubik's Cubes, the shirts, everything, sir, and it didn't cost the station a penny, and I know that makes you happy. So, what are you taking the Jose Feliciano record for? We just want to play it on the air one time.
Final demand, sir. They want to hear a Jose Feliciano. Oh!
He broke the record!
John!
Mr. Otting!
Mr. Otting!
Sir!
He just broke the Jose...
Sir, Mr. Otting, wait.
We have the Feliciano's greatest hit. That's the only copy we've got, John.
Mr. Otting, we have to play that
God.
On the air right now to save Jamie's life, sir.
What's going on up there?
Mr. Peepers, Miss.
Break the record.
Thanks a lot,
Judge. Wait a minute.
Mr. Ronning.
Mr. Ronning, sir. Sir. Miss.
Do you believe that he just...
Mr. Peepers, how about if we sing... How about if we sing instead?
How about a Who weekend?
That's not good enough.
Wait a minute, Mr. Peepers.
Led Zeppelin.
Mr. Peepers, how about if we sing the song instead?
No,
hey, light my fire.
I heard a gunshot. Oh, my...
Peepers? Jamie?
I don't know if I got her.
Oh, my God.
Peepers.
She's dead.
Peepers. Blind man.
She's dead.
Put Jamie on the phone.
Come on, quit fooling around here.
She's dead, and you're next.
We're live on the...